We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about this one. Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. So last dipper of the day, libs and guns. Libs and guns. Those two things don't go together. I know. They don't. And they don't want them to go together with you either. Libs and guns. I mean, every time you turn around, there's somebody going all Tim Walz on what they think they know about guns when they really don't. Libs and guns. I look at libs and guns as like the polar opposites, the two things that shall not. It's like there's a magnetic repulsion that takes place when libs and guns come into near contact with each other. All God's children have seen what happens when libs talk about guns. They think they know something. They don't know nothing. And I'm looking at several stories that I've got here. I'm gonna take this dipper for a few minutes here and just give you some indication of things that are happening locally. Now, a story that I brought up briefly last week is the fact that House Democrats in Alabama are talking about trying to deal with permitless carry. How dare we pass a law that says that you can have a pistol in your possession without having a permit? Well, you can. In Alabama, we finally got that done. We loosened things up a little bit while I was in the legislature, and then they finally got the permitless carry thing done altogether. 2022, I think? Yeah. So 1819 News has a story that came out that I mentioned briefly last week, and I'm going to touch on it again before I go into the next story. But this one says that there are two pieces of legislation right now being dropped by Democrats in preparation for the next legislative session, which I believe starts in either January or February of the coming year. It rotates different months. But nonetheless, early next year, a few months away, legislature's in session. We all got to stay on our toes and keep track of what they're up to. But House Bill 58 by ultra-liberal former chair of the state Democratic Party, Representative Chris England, Democrat from Tuscaloosa, would add criminal penalties to certain aspects of permitless carry, like, making sure that you've got them secured somehow, or making sure that ain't nobody can, get to your gun. Stupid stuff. Bottom line is this. The law's in place. Libs hate it because libs and guns don't go together. House Bill 23 is the one that cracks me up. House Bill 23, who's got this bill? State Representative Kenyatta Hassell. State Representative Kenyatta Hassell from Birmingham, Democrat. House Bill 23 would require a person to have a permit to legally carry an assault weapon in a vehicle or on their person. So, can't have it in your car, even in the trunk. Can't have it on your person. How do you do that? I don't know what you're supposed to do with it then. Why? So anyway, the bottom line is, first you have to, under the law, define what the thing is. So what is an assault weapon under House Bill 23 by Kenyatta Hassell of Birmingham? Well, it may have to have, if it has a pistol grip. What? Yeah. Assault weapon if it has a pistol grip. A thumb hole stock. No. Yes, because those make the weapon more deadly, you understand. A folding or telescopic stock. Well, I can just tell you from having used a folding or telescopic stock that those don't necessarily change accuracy. They might even make it worse. A second hand grip or protruding grip that can be held by the non-trigger hand. What does that mean? That means somewhere out on the foregrip of the rifle, you actually have a peg you can hold on to. No, yes. You do not want a stable platform on a weapon because that makes it more deadly, I guess. A flash suppressor. A flash suppressor. How does a flash suppressor hurt anybody? A flash suppressor merely keeps the shooter from being blinded by the flash. A flash suppressor, a muzzle brake. A muzzle brake. Does anyone know what a muzzle brake is? A muzzle brake merely just guides the exploding gases coming out of the barrel so they don't offset your. They basically make sure that the weapon stays more stable. A muzzle compensator, a threaded barrel, a grenade launcher. How do we go from a thumbhole stock to a grenade launcher? In the same piece of legislation to define an assault weapon We just went down a list. I'm looking at a bullet point list. I'm holding it to the camera. This is a story that I pulled off of 1819, I think. 1819 News. Dateline 6 days ago. A pistol grip, a thumb hole stock, a grenade launcher. Libs and guns, man. Any feature capable of functioning as a protruding grip. Okay, I'm really not sure how grenade launcher gets lumped into a protruding grip. A threaded barrel capable of accepting a flash suppressor. By God, don't you have a threaded barrel? Do they know what a threaded barrel is? Jeez. Anyway, I could go on, but the list gets more ridiculous. I would, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and challenge if Kenyatta Hassel would like to come on the air and have a discussion about firearms. I would love to break down for him why his weapon, his assault weapon ban, is built on absurdities, actual absurdities. Why? Because libs and guns are like the confluence of unmixable recipe ingredients. Just doesn't work. However, just so you'll know, there are rational people. 2 days ago, State Senator Chris Elliott, in a follow-up story by 1819 News, made it real clear. He said, it's not going to happen. He says, as a matter of fact, I'm certain it's not going to happen. If the Big Ten mayors are thinking that's what they want to make their legislative priority, they're making a mistake. We've got permitless carry in Alabama, and we're going to have permitless carry in Alabama. It's not going to change. Good for you, Republican State Senator Chris Elliott. Now, libs love messing with your Second Amendment, and they will not quit. And do not think for a second that just because we live in red state Alabama, they're not trying to do it here. We've had real issues with, of course, liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin, the mayor of Birmingham, trying to blame criminal activity in his city on firearms themselves, not on the criminals, not on the weak on crime policies, not on the liberal environment he's tried to create, but on the firearms themselves. But in Montgomery, they went one step further. Now, I got a story here that I'm going to mention, and then JP did some searching on it. But so about a week ago, the Montgomery City Council, just so you know, the Montgomery City Council has been dealing with crime in their area. Now, they've done some good things, created the Joint Task Force that's been, you know, doing some work to try and clean up the streets. I'm talking about law enforcement joint task force. But the city council, though, put in place, contrary to state law, they put in place a requirement for a permit to carry a concealed firearm in the city of Montgomery. It's completely unenforceable. The attorney general pretty much gave them a written backhand on it and said, unconstitutional, can't do it. A violation of state law, can't do it. So last week, we understand the Montgomery City Council was going to bring up for consideration the idea of repealing what they had just passed. JP, you looked at that. Did they do it?
No. So a story here from 1819 News on the 16th says that Montgomery City Councilman Glenn Pruitt said at a Tuesday meeting that he wanted a vote on the repeal ordinance to be delayed until the next city council meeting. So I don't know when the next city council meeting is. I'm assuming sometime this week, probably, aren't they?
What was the delay based thing on? Do we know?
It doesn't say. Oh, well, it says, quote, there were some questions that came up, some valid questions that came up. It said, we got a letter from the attorney general's office, said that we are possibly in direct conflict with the state law, and I don't want to do that.
Well, so then why don't you just go ahead and repeal it right then? So we're going to delay it because now we realize we have problems with it, but we're going to, okay. It's coming. They're going to have to repeal it. Either that or go to court and pay the legal fees to repeal what you could have repealed for free. It's everywhere, though, y'all. It just is. It's everywhere. This is not going to be a long dipper. I'll just go ahead and tell you a couple of things. I mean, I've got cases right here where article in the Washington Times, Supreme Court lets Pennsylvania ban 18 to 20-year-olds from carrying guns. You can ban an age group now, apparently, in that state. New York gun control regime was actually defeated in court. That occurred just about 10 days ago. Second Amendment rights activists scored another win against New York State's expansive gun control regime when a federal judge set a newly enacted state law that bans licensed firearm owners from carrying concealed on all private property. It was unconstitutional. Yeah, I think. How about this one? Ohio. By the way, Ohio, the state of J.D. Vance. I keep seeing Ohio in these liberal contexts, and I realize that that's also where our conservative vice presidential candidate comes from. It's kind of crazy. But in Ohio, listen to how the Ohio Capital Journal describes things. First of all, Ohio had tried to pass anti-gun legislation. The Buckeye Institute, which is the Ohio version of the Alabama Policy Institute, all these different state institutes relate to each other and do collaborative work occasionally. And the Buckeye Institute is a great group from Ohio that relates to what API is here in Alabama. Buckeye Institute fought it, went to court with them, with the state of Ohio, and got a injunction on a local attempt to curtail Second Amendment rights. Here's how the Ohio Capital Journal opens their article. This is what libs and guns sound like. You ready? An Ohio court has shot down Columbus's efforts to save lives, siding with gun rights advocates to rule the city can't require firearm owners to lock their guns up to prevent children from accessing them. That's their version. How about this? You can't tell someone inside their house they have to lock up a firearm, or what are you going to do? Come in their house and inspect without a warrant? How are you going to control? You're going to wait till you're going to wait till somebody gets shot and say, did you have it locked up, and then make it a secondary crime? No, absolutely not. Ohio Fifth District Court of Appeals dismissed the city's request to overturn the Delaware County. Bottom line is this. The trial court enjoined it, said you guys can keep the case going if you want to, but you're not going to be able to pursue that in the time being. Because they knew the Buckeye Institute was right. Look, libs and guns, y'all. Libs and guns. It gets funny. It gets ridiculous. And then every once in a while you remember, oh, it's actually one of my constitutional rights. And if they can do it to that one, then which one of our constitutional rights is next? Which one of them comes up at free speech? Oh, well, you know, we've got to take care of that. You know, it's disinformation. We made sure you can't say those things are not approved. Right to assemble? Well, we're going to have to curtail your worship gatherings because we're going to declare a pandemic and you can no longer go to church and be with your people to worship despite the fact that your faith wants you to.
And you talked about Mayor Woodfin too, his obsession with Glock switches.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like that's what's causing all the crime in Birmingham. It's not the inability to get the gangs under control. And no. Then Biden is going to bring him up to D.C. to make this empowering speech on Glock switches and something that's already illegal on the federal level, by the way, but making it doubly illegal, that's going to solve the problems. It's like, you know how bad of a mayor Woodfin is if Biden himself had to bring him up to give a speech. That shows you right there how incompetent he is.
That's absolutely the death knell. There is no conservative left that goes, he's kind of a good guy. No, nobody believes that anymore. All right, we're taking a break. We'll come right back. That was almost like a mini dipper. Libs and guns. We have covered the gamut, man. Regulation Nation. Biggie sizing the McDonald's fries with Trump. Libs and guns. Come back. We'll take some text messages and wrap the day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.